A science museum is coming to Knoxville, but some neighbors are questioning how the $150 million project will benefit the surrounding community. Funded by the Clayton Foundation, the museum is being built on land that was once home to Knoxville's thriving Black community. In the first of a two-part series, I talked with those seeking to ensure history is taken into account as the project moves forward. Jim Clayton has had the kind of success some point to as an example of the American dream. The son of a poor sharecropper, Clayton built a business that is today worth millions. In his teenage years, he had a friend who spurred his interest in science and technology. Here's how he explains it.
We were spending every non-working hour that we weren't sleeping in his hobby shop, experimenting and discovering and working with science of all kinds, electronic mechanics, radio, and television.
Clayton attributes part of his success to that first exposure to science. And that spark is what he says he hopes to share with the children of Knoxville. But there's another angle at play in this story, the history of the land he hopes to build the new museum on. Knoxville City Council member Gwen McKenzie represents the district.
In the initial meetings about the Science Museum, I made it very clear to the Clayton team. I talked about what that land meant to the community, what that land meant to so many people who lived through that era and were actually displaced. Their families were displaced during that time frame.
In the 1960s, the federal government gave cities money to redevelop neighborhoods it deemed, quote, blighted. In their place came big public projects like the Civic Coliseum, the police headquarters, and James White Parkway. More than 1,800 families were displaced. Most of them were families of color.
The unfortunate thing that happened through that entire era was that a lot of the business owners relocated. So that Black wealth that was there initially left the city of Knoxville. A lot of those folks even left the state.
The zoning code Knoxville developed in accordance with state law in order to get the federal money for these projects more than half a century ago is still in effect, smoothing the path for the planned science museum.
It has never been changed, and so that was eye-opening to me as well, that all these years we have just continued to move forward and no one's ever had the foresight to say, we need to do something to change that.
The Beck Cultural Center has documented the impact of urban renewal. The director, Renee Kessler, works to preserve archives from the community that was once in downtown and East Knoxville.
You know where the doggy park is, for example. All right, downtown Knoxville, right at the bottom of Summit Hill, is the doggy park. That's where the Gym Theater was. When African Americans could not go, for example, to the Tennessee Theater, or when they only could sit in the balcony of the Bijou Theater, Gym Theater would be another option for them, and it was Black-owned, and African Americans could go there.
The Beck Center is working with University of Tennessee students to develop an app that will showcase the Gym Theater and many other places lost to wrecking balls and bulldozers during the urban renewal period.
The vision here is that when you would walk down the street, that you'd be able to use your technology or your phone to use a QR code and be able to say, oh, so this is where the Gym Theater was, or oh, this is where the beauty shop was, or the barber shop, or the grocery store, or the hotel, the Dogen Gate, the motel. So we will take the old maps, and then we'll lay today's map on top of it so that you can see where those places used to exist.
This project is one part of what Knoxville City Council members hope will be a substantial commemoration of the history and culture of the area around the Science Museum. Kessler says that's important.
You can appreciate sometimes the challenges and or the struggles of a disadvantaged people until you understand the history of that struggle.
That history is one aspect a community activist is pointing to in his criticism of the public process that led to the Science Museum. Tomorrow, you'll hear more about why the Knoxville Science Museum didn't face the same scrutiny a public project would have. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.